time for Black Belt Money and Habits, where we share with you about personal finance and daily habits. Join us each week as we feature financial experts, self-made entrepreneurs, and successful influencers. And now, here are your hosts, Raymond Tan of Black Belt Millionaire and the man behind World of Habits, Dion Uy.
Thank you everyone for joining our episode today. And today we're going to have a special episode to share on our 2020 goal. And I have with me, as usual, my mentor and also my co-host for Black Belt Money and Habits, Dion Uy.
Hi, Raymond.
Hi, Dion.
Hello.
Yeah, it's been 2 months since we last catch up, although we do catch up time to time in WhatsApp. I think that we rarely do actually have like face-to-face catch up since you're being quite busy for quite a bit.
Right. That's true. I mean, it shows that all of us, we are busy with our work, our daily lives. Well, it's good that we can still catch up now, although it's like 2 months over WhatsApp and also some messages, right?
Yeah. And I think that we do have like the last time, like I think earlier, end of last year, we did actually meet up for like one of the sessions where we did talk about our 2019 goal. And fast forward, now we are towards the end of the year and we are going to talk about our 2020 goal.
Right. It's going to be an exciting year ahead and a lot of things going to happen. And yeah, definitely. Let's go for it.
Yeah, Dion, why don't you start to share about your 2020 goal with all of us?
Right. My 2020 goal came about in a very strange, I mean, not strange, but then again, in a very exciting manner. Because the other day when I was traveling to Nepal with a fellow friend, a mentor, and also a trainer, a coach as well, and we had our daily walks in the morning and happened to discuss about this topic. I mean, discuss on this topic. Then he asked me to coach him on setting up his 2020 goal. And after coaching, right, he immediately went into coming up with the goal and his actions for next year. And then I was quite surprised that, hey, you know what? I'm the one who's coaching him. But then again, I did not come up, goals for 2020. Then the next day, I made it a point to, you know, put a thought to my goals and start writing down the goals for next year. And I have broken down into a few areas. First area will be health. For health, I'm looking at my weight. So currently my weight is about 73, sometimes to 74, you know. So I want to lose my weight and maintain at 70 kilos. That's for next year. And how do I do that? It's by training myself to enter some runs here and there. My aim for next year will be at least 21 kilometers half marathon. And also written down here, 5 times a week for at least 45 minutes per session.
So how do you plan to achieve that?
Well, every morning I will go for my run, my jog, my walk. And if I miss that, then I will be doing it in the evening. Either cycling or swimming. So I will have a variety of exercises. Some will be strength training, some will be cardio. Yeah, of course, looking at diet as well to have a balanced, more vegetables diet. Strangely, my daughter, nowadays she told me that, Daddy, I really want to focus more on veggie than meat.
Children nowadays,
yeah, different. Then the next part will be family. Family for me will be mainly having time for them, spending time to create memories with them. So I'm planning to have 2 holidays next year, one local and one overseas. Already in plan with my wife. Most probably we'll be going to Japan next year for our international holiday after my kids' major exams in school. I got 2 kids. And then also we plan to start a family worship together to play some music, to sing some songs. And also I put down here, because last year I didn't put down any holiday with my mom and dad. So since, while I still can do it, I want to bring them for at least holiday with my mom and dad. And not forgetting to have a date night with my wife at least once a month, but the best would be twice a month, having a date night with her. Even though married for 16 years, I believe we need to keep the passion and fire alive. So it's good to have a date night with my wife.
And Dion, you mentioned there are a few things that you did actually mention on your 2020 goal, but do you have any goal for your finance?
Okay, for finance, I would say this year it is still ongoing, but I'm a bit behind for this year because I just came out starting my own practice again as a freelance trainer, coach, facilitator. So next year, I'm looking at not a very, I would say, overzealous or, you know, not overdoing it. I'm just putting down as a 20K investment for my finance. So at least 20K for my finance next year, minimum. And I also learned from my mentor, one of them, my mentors, his goal is to pay bills on time. So I wrote down here in my goal book to pay my bills on time as well. So I don't want to be late and I don't want to pay any late fees because that is not financial savvy to pay any interest for late payments. Then I move into my personal development goal now, next year we'll be focusing on going to my MBA. It means end of this year, I'm going to register for my MBA degree studies. And also I'm planning to get one additional new professional certification for habits coaching. And the number of books I want to read minimum will be 15 books. And also want to continue to write my blog site. This year I'm behind my goal for my blog site articles. So I need to learn from you, Raymond, how to, you know, write in advance and set a schedule, right, to post the blog site in the blog site. So that I need to learn from you. And I'm also planning to write an ebook for next year. Could be ebook on habits. Yeah. So that's my plan for next year for personal and personal development. So something new this year that I ventured into my own self-employment, I put it down as business. So I have a company that I registered. Therefore, I wrote down here, I need to look for 5 new clients at least. In my industry, it's not easy because I have a lot of partners I'm working with. So I do not want to have any conflict with all my partners. So I want to have 5 new clients which are not in conflict with my existing training providers. So that's it for 5 new clients, right? And then for business also, I would like to focus on new countries, to venture to new countries like Brunei and do more of Cambodia. So I've been going to Vietnam a lot this year and a year before. So I want to focus on new countries. Then also I want to have my own schedule in terms of salary, more stable, and to do marketing in social media, right? And then I have a goal that I want to set with 5 new clients and also the number of countries I want to go to for my business. Nothing big. I would say next year will be a bit, more to stabilizing my life and also my business. Although I'm way past that period to stabilize my life, but now again, I'm venturing into a new business. That's why I need to make sure that I can be stable and to enjoy life as well along the way. It's a journey. So for spiritual, I'm looking at to go for at least one mission trip, to read the Bible again, and also I'm planning to set a new blog site in terms of spiritual blog site for next year. And at least 2 CSR or charity work for next year, minimum 2. Then one thing extra which I put down here is on home improvement. I'm looking at to upkeep and to sustain my home by painting some gates, my gate and my doors, you know, and also to build a bookshelves for my home improvement to put in more books for next year. So that's a bit of my goal for next year. I believe that by looking at this goal that I've set, it's going to be an exciting year for 2020. So Raymond, how about yourself?
I think that before we go to like on my goal, I do have like few questions to ask you on your goal. Because I did get like some of your goal that you mentioned, that you want to participate in marathons and you want to go to like Japan, you want to have like date night with your wife, you want to have like 20k investment, have like 5 clients. But there are so many things that you have in your 2020 goal. How do you plan to achieve it?
Right. If of course, I look at the big overall big picture, it looks something like something overwhelming. But then again, because we have 12 months, by breaking down into months and then by weeks, we have 52 weeks. And also by working hard, putting in the right plan, working with the right people, with the right mentors and coaches, I have this utmost belief that it is possible to achieve when we chunk it down. Because when we look at the big picture, it looks like a lot of things to be done. But if you break it down into weeks, into months, even into days, you know, I believe it's not that difficult to achieve. As long as I need to be having a routine and discipline and someone to be accountable to, someone to remind me and trigger me, yeah, I believe that it will be achieved.
I agree on that. Especially, I think that two things here that I also noticed on your 21km run, I think that on that part, we can actually take it and we can discuss this out of this topic on how to achieve that. Because personally, I did try 21km before when I was quite fit, but it is not easy as what it is.
It seems
so. We can talk about it.
Sure,
later on.
Definitely. I need to, because now you're into your fitness regime, so I need to learn from you also on the diet part and also to build the stamina part. Definitely, you're going to be my good accountability partner, Raymond.
Yeah, and also I think that previously we did have some discussion on where to invest your money and things like this too. Yeah. I think that we can also talk about this as well. I think that these two things we can actually keep in touch more to see like how can we work this on this together.
Yeah, by having this conversation now, Raymond, in fact, you have triggered me that can we set up like a small, I would say, mastermind group, could be for health or could be for financial investment, you know, just like, okay, we're not talking about money game, we're talking about coming together to discuss, you know, and to learn from one another in terms of investment. So, you know the time when we interviewed this Stash Away country manager, Wyken?
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if we can invite him, you know, from time to time to be our part of our inner circle or mastermind group to learn from him as well. And also from others who are successful.
Yeah, I think that I can set that as one of our goals to actually have like a mastermind group discussion where we can actually discuss further, maybe like every quarter to see like, to discuss more like our goals or something related back to finance or habits, this and that all.
Right. Yeah, true. And also we can bring up some articles that we have written, right? And then we can go deep into the discussion on certain investments. So which are, you know, good for retirement and then good for, sometimes we can start people young, the youth, you know. So there's a lot of things that we can do and there's a lot of things that we can actually give back to the society as well.
I agree.
Mm.
Yeah. And go back to my 2020 goal.
Yes.
So what I did set for myself, I did break it down to actually 4.
Mm-hmm.
I did break it down to 4. So one is related to my personal finance and second is on my health.
Mm.
And third is on my traveling part. And fourth on my personal development, that includes reading.
Mm.
So for my personal finance, I did actually put it like to increase my income. So how do I increase my income? Currently, my source of income comes from my blog.
Right.
And my 9-to-5 job, my social media. And one of the things that I plan to increase on is I'm starting a new business very soon, which I will update you more once everything is kicked off. But I'm starting a new business quite soon. I did go through some of the process already, and it is maybe 50% complete.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I think that it will kick off by as early as 2020.
Yeah.
And for my blog, I think that looking back from where I started since 2018 up to now, I think that it's been growing a lot and it's getting quite a number of attention. I think that the traffic is growing. People are liking certain things. I think some people might hate it as well. But overall, I think that I am achieving whatever goal that I'm setting for my blog.
All right, good. Like yeah. I said, next year is going to be a great year. Exciting year.
And then in terms of my 9-to-5 job, I think that for a 9-to-5 job, salary increment, I did put that as salary increment. I recently just got my salary increment because it's
great.
Yeah, it's on yearly basis. So I just got my salary increment. So I think that I already hit that part. For my social media part, because I do get like paid posts whenever I post something on my social media, I think on that part, I just want to maintain as what it is.
Okay, great. I need to learn from you.
Yeah, I think so. My main focus will be more on like my 9-to-5 job. That is my main source of income, and also my blog, which I am trying to keep it as consistent as possible. So I think that on that part, you did ask me on how to make it more consistent for me.
Yeah.
I do write my blog like on weekly basis. I try to like spare at least 1 to 2 hours a week to just write on one topic.
Right. Okay. So then I need to find time to do it.
Yes. And also starting a new business, the business can be kicked off by as early as January and hopefully it can be smooth.
It will be smooth. Just have to put into plan and run and execute the plan.
Yeah. And in terms of my health, so I can relate back to my consistency, showing up in gym, eating cleaner, which are, of course, we are staying in Penang, so I'm not sure if we can actually do that, but try to eat as clean as possible.
Yeah.
And to show up in training as much as I can.
Mm.
And also related back to health, to actually participate in more competition to keep myself fit. So I put here to participate to at least 2 international events.
Nice.
And 2 local events. So one of the international events that I'm planning to do is Asia Open, which is around September next year in Japan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, great. So if you're going to Japan around that time, we'll catch up in Japan as well.
Sure, definitely. Yeah. I have to plan my schedule.
Yeah, and also for traveling side, because I think that for the past few years, I've been limiting myself to travel to like limited countries. So I do plan to like expand more to like travel to certain countries that I had never been before. So it can be like countries like Vietnam.
Yeah, why not? We can plan when I go there for work, you know, and I can extend my stay and we can have some, you know, some good time in Vietnam.
Yeah, we can plan on that. Hopefully I can do 1 or 2 competition during the travel as well.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, and also one more thing on my learning part. I think that this year, one of the things that I did slack off is on my book reading. I do have like a bunch of books that I supposed to finish, but I'm not sure if this is an excuse or this is more like I didn't put lots of effort in it, so I did not finish book as what I supposed to. So I do aim to have like at least finish at least 5 books for 2020.
All right, sounds good. So what is the first step you can take in order for you to read 5 books for next year? The first step, immediately.
I think that just by opening up the book to read, I think it's not that hard to have to spare like 10 minutes a day or 20 minutes a day. I think that this is something that I used to do, but it's something that I did slack off for year 2019.
Okay.
But prior to that year, I think that I'm quite active in book reading.
Well, Raymond, if you need any help in that area, just let me know. I can be your accountability partner. Like some of my accountability partners will send me a weekly message on the things that I'm supposed to do, which I already share with them on my goals. So if you want, you can let me know, then I can be your accountability partner.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. So which day will be doing, Monday or Friday? Just let me know.
I think Friday is good.
Okay, sure. Then I will catch up with you every Friday, starting next year. Yeah.
We can start it now. Why not next year? Okay. Next year?
Right. Sounds good. Then we'll start it this week then.
Yeah. Right. And also, I think that about learning new things, one of the things that I think about learning new things can be on whatever skill that I do have currently.
Mm.
So it can be from my BJJ skill, because I do try to like be as active as possible. So I think that trying to learn something new on my BJJ to develop my skill to be better.
Yeah.
And also one of the things that I think you know since last time, that I do have like passion for presentation.
Mm.
So I think that on that part, I would like to try to like improve my presentation skill as well.
Okay. So two things here. One is to our listeners out there, BJJ stands for Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, just in case if you do not know what BJJ is. Second thing is that, you know what, Raymond, I just came back and recently I've been partnering with a mentor of mine who is a very good presenter and also speaker. And he is, in fact, mentoring me in that area. And I got the privilege to learn from him and to partner with him certain projects, regional project with one of the multinationals in the region. So what I can do is whatever that I learned from him as a practice, I can actually share with you and we can journey together when it comes to presentation and power speaking skills. In fact, I help him to set up a blog site. If you want, you can actually go to his blog site, powerspeakingdynamics.com.
Powerspeakingdynamics.com.
Yeah, just started the site. Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah, I think that this will be, these four things will be my focus for next year.
Great.
Pretty simple, but if I would like to go deeper on that, then it's going to be a bit more than that lah.
Simple may not be easy, Raymond.
I agree. Definitely.
Because a lot of people, they set up their New Year resolution and halfway, or sometimes some people, they didn't even start. The things that they say that they want to do. So it's not easy. It's simple to do it, but it's not easy to maintain.
Yeah. I think one more thing that I want to add on my personal finance part, which I did not mention earlier on, also on my investment side, because I think that I've been quite consistent with my investment. Mm. But I would like to like see more of my income go straight to my investment.
Mm.
So I currently, of course, every month I do allocate certain amount of money for my investment, but hopefully with more income, I can actually allocate more for my investment as well.
Okay. Good. So I need to really sit down with you, and I also need to learn, because my income is not that stable yet, but I believe I have income. Only thing is that I need to know where my money can work the hardest for me. Because my age is not young anymore, and you know, I need to really save up for my children's education, and also a bit for my retirement. You know, but I don't plan to retire like I share with you. I only plan to expire.
I agree. I think that throughout the whole 2019, one of the things that ever since we get to know each other, I think one of the things that you did actually do from what I observe is on your investment side of it, you started to invest more, you started to be more open in terms of investment. So I know that you've been investing in StashAways and also other P2P financing company.
Yeah, just a bit here and there. But still, I learned from you. I've stopped investing in the unit trust. Now I put in more into my EPF.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that I learned from you.
No, because I think that EPF is not a bad place to store your money. In a way, it's quite stable in a way. Of course, if you look at the trend for almost 20 years or what, the average trend is better than fixed deposit.
Definitely.
But are they better than what do you call that? Are they better than mutual fund? It depends, because there are some loss-making mutual fund as well, and there are some mutual fund that able to make to help you to generate more income.
Of course.
Yeah. But in terms of stability, I think that EPF is a better choice.
That's true. Capital guaranteed, and of course, better than fixed deposit.
Yeah, but in another way, I'm not sure if you recently did notice on this. EPF, they actually launched a new platform, which they call it EPF iInvest. So they actually allowed, it's a platform where they actually allow you to take certain amount of money from your EPF to invest in mutual fund. So they have like list of companies that you are able to invest.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally, I have yet to go and study further on this. I think that because I don't invest in mutual fund and don't plan to invest anytime soon.
Right.
So for me, I didn't go and do any specific study on this.
Mm.
But if you do want to get explore on this, it's going to be a good option as well.
Okay, thank
Since you
for that.
Plan to invest 20,000. So why not?
Yeah, true. So, I mean, another thing that need your help to remember is to remember to set up a mastermind group for us to come together. I'm sure there are a few friends of mine who will be very interested in being in this group, and then we can help each other to be accountable to each other, and then to learn from one another for which investment is the best for us to gain.
I think not only for investment part, also can be from learning anything new.
Yeah, true. Learning health, family, personal development. There's a lot of things we can come together. And then it'll be best if all of us will come from different industry. That'll be the best. So we can get different perspectives.
Yeah, because recently also, I think that there are one more thing that I was supposed to write about more regularly on my blog is on insurance. I tried to study a lot on insurance, but I think that that's something that I have yet to learn more of it.
Yeah.
But then another mentor of mine also did share with me on insurance, which I find it quite fascinating, because something that not all of us are aware of. Maybe some of us yes, but most of us not. We buy insurance based on we support our friends. That's what I used to do.
Yeah,
but there are more to that, which I think that something that we are able to learn more, and I think I'm able to learn more as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah, definitely. I'm sure we all are in a journey that we all learn along the way. Yeah.
So since we mentioned about something to hold myself accountable, which is on my book reading side.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that do you need me to hold you accountable for anything?
Oh, yes, definitely. I would say more into exercise, because I want to run a 21 km next year, so it's good to start now. Yeah, so at least every Friday you can follow up with me in terms of, hey, what did you exercise 5 times a week? Things like that. It'll be good on every Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday will be better, because at least Monday to Friday I can do the exercise at least until Saturday. Yeah,
I think it's good. I'm putting this in my reminder.
Yeah, I'm going to do that as well.
Would you give me 1 second?
Yeah.
So I'll be following up with you on every Saturday.
Mine is every Friday.
Okay, done.
Okay. Repeat every week.
Okay. I think, on that part also, yeah, we can actually take it offline on how to actually able to finish this 21 km, because you know, at one point when I started to try my first 21 km, I actually did struggle on it, even though I was at my fittest at that point. But it was not an easy thing to do, because you know, sometimes our body kind of like function in a way like, if your body are used to jog, that doesn't make you a strong power lifter.
Yeah, true.
Or if you can jog a lot, or you can swim far, that doesn't make you have like a good stamina. It really depends on which type of body function that you're actually using.
Yeah, true. I totally agree.
Yeah, so I think that on that part, we can I can actually share with you more on that part.
So if you have any good articles or any good recommendation, just let me know. How do I start building up my training towards 21K?
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Yeah, thank you, Raymond.
Yeah, and I think that anything else to add on this, because I think that on our 2020 goal, we already list down our 2020 goal.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else for us to discuss?
Well, what we can do is, in fact, it just triggered me also an idea, you know. What we can do is we can actually run a survey for our friends or some influencers or trainers or coaches out there. You know, we can run a survey on their top goal that you would like to set for 2020. So at least we have another topic that we can talk about in our next recording.
Yeah, no problem. We can actually do that.
Yeah.
So how do you plan to do the survey? Do you plan to do it in
Google Form? Yeah, Google Form. So I'll just write down here. it's a new idea. Google Form on top goal for 2020. So at least we know, or maybe the New Year resolution.
Yeah. And I think that the most common one, now it triggers me to think of the most common one that everyone do talk about is losing weight.
Yeah.
And for that particular one, I think that losing weight is one of the things that whenever they mention, and usually early of the year, my gym will be flooded with some people to inquire and to tell us they have those type of goal, or some of them will actually show up in gym, which is a good thing. I think that losing weight doesn't need to start during your New Year resolution. It should start now.
Now, yeah. Every day is everyday affair.
Yeah.
It's a habit.
I agree.
Yeah. All right, great. So it's a good conversation. Raymond, thank you for really having this conversation with me. And it's a good thing to keep me committed and to keep me focused for my year 2020.
Yeah. And thank you so much, Dion, for your time. Looking forward to catch up with you again soon.
Definitely. We always catch up. Yeah. And through Skype or WhatsApp.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Looking forward to see you in person, though.
Yeah. Looking forward to see you, too.
So take care, Raymond.
Okay,
thanks
bye.
A lot. Yeah, bye.
Thank you for joining us this week on Black Belt Money and Habits. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and Spotify so you never miss any episode. If you find value in this show, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes. And feel free to share it with your friends and family.